Well, here we begin another week. Sunday, August 15th, 1971, one Richard Milhouse Nixon unilaterally brought an end to the last trace of an experiment in international monetary affairs that stretched back over a century. Nixon announced that the United States government would no longer abide by the 1944 Bretton Woods Agreement to deliver gold at $35 per ounce to any government or central bank. What he abolished, my friends, was not a gold standard, as is repeatedly misrepresented by so many people. It was a government promise standard. There was never a gold standard in the 19th century or early 20th century. It was always a government promise standard. It was as reliable as government promises. You see, governments always announce and defend by monopolistic violence their legal sovereignty over money. They say that they will control the terms of exchange. All monetary standards are based on government promises and IOUs called government bonds. These contracts are always broken by governments. The only major exception in history was Byzantium for about 800 years, beginning in the early 4th century under the Emperor Constantine. Good evening and welcome to, I guess, a special anniversary edition of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to this program live on this anniversary date, August the 15th, 2011. What is it? 40 years ago today, Nixon did the deed that has, to some degree, thrown many, many things into turmoil. One column I looked at today said that Nixon taking the stand he took and making the move that he made is what brought Ron Paul ultimately to prominence in the political field. You're listening to us live on republicbroadcasting.org. Glad to have you here. We're going to spend a portion of this hour discussing this very issue, how it's made a difference. Has it made a difference? What's the difference? Oh, the one thing I think we can all agree with was the closing of the window on gold, which to me was still a mixed bag. It still has its problems. Am I that dumb, ignorant, naive that I'm one of the few people in the world to recognize the fact that in some respects, given the circumstances of the time, Nixon maybe had no choice because France and Russia were getting all their greenbacks and cashing them in for our gold? Maybe that's why Fort Knox has nothing in it. Stay with us. We will be back in just a few moments after these special messages.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The third indispensable element in building the new prosperity is closely related to creating new jobs and halting inflation. We must protect the position of the American dollar as a pillar of monetary stability around the world. In the past 7 years, there's been an average of one international monetary crisis every year. Now, who gains from these crises? Not the working man, not the investor, not the real producers of wealth. The gainers are the international money speculators. Because they thrive on crises, they help to create them. In recent weeks, the speculators have been waging an all-out war on the American dollar. The strength of a nation's currency is based on the strength of that nation's economy. And the American economy is by far the strongest in the world. Accordingly, I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators. I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States. Now, what does this action, which is very technical, what does it mean for you? Let me lay to rest the bugaboo of what is called devaluation. If you want to buy a foreign car or take a trip abroad, market conditions may cause your dollar to buy slightly less. But if you are among the overwhelming majority of Americans who buy American-made products in America, your dollar will be worth just as much tomorrow as it is today. The effect of this action, in other words, will be to stabilize the dollar. Now, this action will not win us any friends among the international money traders. But our primary concern is with the American workers and with fair competition around the world. To our friends abroad, including the many responsible members of the international banking community who are dedicated to stability and the flow of trade, I give this assurance. The United States has always been and will continue to be a forward-looking and trustworthy trading partner. In full cooperation with the International Monetary Fund and those who trade with us, we will press for the necessary reforms to set up an urgently needed new international monetary system. Stability and equal treatment is in everybody's best interest. I am determined that the American dollar must never again be a hostage in the hands of international speculators. I'm taking one further step to protect the dollar, to improve our balance of payments, and to increase jobs for Americans. As a temporary measure, I am today imposing an additional tax of 10% on goods imported into the United States. This is a better solution for international trade than direct controls on the amount of imports. This import tax is a temporary action. It isn't directed against any other country. It's an action to make certain that American products will not be at a disadvantage because of unfair exchange rates. When the unfair treatment is ended, the import tax will end as well. As a result of these actions, the product of American labor will be more competitive, and the unfair edge that some of our foreign competition has will be removed. This is a major reason why our trade balance has eroded over the past 15 years.
Interesting. And so 40 years ago today, and many of you, I'm sure, would have been just as happy to never hear that man's voice again. But to sit there talking about trade imbalances, how all this is going to put it to rest, never again allowing, you know, foreigners to be able to control the value of our money and erode its value and its purchasing power, of course, has turned out to be pure bunk. You see, what, according to Gary North, what Nixon destroyed was called the gold exchange standard, first adopted by governments at the Genoa Conference of 1922. It was an agreement to avoid returning to the pre-World War I gold coin standard, which had been independently but almost simultaneously revoked by European governments when World War I broke out in August of that time period. And they all then resorted to, guess what, monetary inflation. This is a way to conceal from the public the true costs of war. They imposed an inflation tax. They could then blame any price hikes on unpatriotic price gouging. And this rested on widespread ignorance regarding economic cause and effects regarding monetary inflation and price inflation. They could not have done this if citizens had possessed the pre-war right to demand payment in gold coins at a fixed rate. They would have made a run on the banks. Governments could not have inflated without reneging on their promises to redeem their currencies for gold coins, and so they reneged while they still had the gold. Better early contract breaking than late, they concluded. The central banks collected the gold held by commercial banks for their depositors. Then the governments legalized this breaking of the contracts by commercial banks with depositors. It was a sweet deal for the commercial banks, the central banks, and the governments. And they, here we sit 40 years, 50, 70, 80 years later, and guess what? The commercial banks, the central banks, and the governments, they're still reaping the benefits of the sweet deal. There was a country music song that came out some years after the, you know, the original deal in 1922, which later would summarize the economics of the arrangement from the depositor's point of view. You remember the words? She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. What was the gold exchange standard? Well, it was a post-war attempt by governments to retain central bank autonomy, but still keep monetary inflation under control. Germany, Austria, Hungary had all adopted policies of hyperinflation, which would go on until the end of 1923. The governments adopted a pseudo-gold standard. It allowed central banks to buy the IOUs of Great Britain and the United States and be paid interest. These IOUs functioned as if they were as good as gold. Great Britain and the U.S. guaranteed to deliver gold bullion at fixed rates. They maintained convertibility to central banks. The other central banks did not promise convertibility with their citizens. So they could issue IOUs to their own domestic investors without fear of a gold run by citizens. Only central banks were allowed to make a run on banks, namely the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve, which I'm sure most of you know by now are owned and managed and operated by the same bunch of thugs. So they reduced the chance of gold runs. Only Americans could make bank runs on gold in the form of demanding gold coins at the fixed price of $20. You could take a $20 bill or a couple of tens or 20 singles or, you know, whatever, and go to the bank and say, give me a $20 gold piece. Well, England had reestablished convertibility in gold bullion only in 1925. This kept citizens from demanding gold coins. and reneged on it again in 1931. And, of course, it's that very time period that, you know, many of the gold British sovereigns that you acquire were struck during that general time period with King Edward on it. And prior to that, or I'm sorry, King George, and prior to that, King Edward. Well, then 1933 comes along, and just days after having taken office and set up residency in the White House, Franklin Delano Roosevelt reneged. He forbade gold ownership by American citizens in most instances, and, of course, residents of the United States. And then in 1934, he hiked gold's price from $20 to $35 an ounce. He let central banks and governments make runs on gold bullion held by the U.S. government. Nixon ended that arrangement in 1971. Well, see, that's the good part. And that's the part that so few people understood. First of all, you had a $20 gold piece in 1933 that had 0.9675 of an ounce of gold content. So if you take that $20, multiply it times 0.9675, theoretically you had $19.35 worth of gold content in that coin. 9675, double check. Yep, $19.35 an ounce. That's how much gold content was in that $20 double eagle, the St. Gaudens or the Liberty. But they paid you the face value for it. They paid you the $20. But not too long afterwards, they jacked the price up to $35 an ounce. Well, under those circumstances, 35 times 0.9675, they'd have paid you $33.86 for each $20 gold piece. So, you see, they screwed the American public right then and there. But Roosevelt still let the central banks around the world and other governments make runs on our gold bullion, the stuff sitting down in Fort Knox and other places. Amongst the worst offenders in the 1960s, Russia. Of course, you know what Nixon's feeling on Russia was. You know, the kitchen debates with him and Khrushchev, etc., the banging of the shoe on the podium. And, of course, France. Charles de Gaulle was raping the American gold hoard. Nixon had to close that window. But in doing so, other problems came about. So from 1914 until 1971, we saw a trail of broken contracts by governments with their citizens and ultimately with each other. Each step expanded the ability of central governments to impose the inflation tax on its citizens and on any foreign investors holding government IOUs. No government or central bank deliberately shrank the money supply after 1914. We had bank failures from 1930 to 1933. That shrank domestic money supplies. But this was not central bank policy anywhere. But the gold standard was always a government promise standard. Governments broke their promises as a matter of policy after August of 1914. There's your real guns of August. For those of you who take the time to visit our website, republictradinggroupinternational.com, on a daily basis, you'll notice this month I am basically referencing that in the dateline, the guns of August, day one, day two, day 10, day 15, whatever. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk more about these broken promises.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Isn't that some nice upbeat music for the 40th anniversary of Nixon's having closed the window on gold, at least the convertibility thereof? You know, it's interesting because what Nixon basically did was, you know, it's amazing to me the number of people that just trash Nixon for having done what he did. I don't think Nixon was left with any choice personally. And, you know, Roosevelt's the guy that started that ball game rolling. He's the guy that stopped Americans from owning most forms of gold. But it, for whatever reason, it's like, you know, look, Nixon had his problems, okay? But come on, they all didn't? Almost every president since Nixon, and to some degree before him, I can look back. I had a long conversation with somebody the other night. I don't remember who they were, but we began having this conversation about presidents. And in my lifetime, and I was born in 48, so Truman was in the White House when I was born. And it wasn't until 5 years later that Eisenhower took possession of the White House. And from there we went to Kennedy and then Johnson and then back to Nixon and, you know, because they found that they needed Nixon to kick around some more. So they brought him back out of whatever. And then after him, we had Gerry Ford. Nice guy, you know, kind of klutzy, couldn't get elected on his own. But it's simply amazing to me that in my lifetime, almost 64 years, I think that Reagan was probably one of the – Reagan was what Reagan was, okay? He's just – a openly, outwardly decent guy, but he believed in America that by then was long since dead. But he still believed in the America of a Warner Brothers soundstage in the 1940s. And, you know, old Dutch Reagan, the sports broadcaster from Iowa or wherever the heck he was from. No, Iowa, he was from Illinois, I think. John Wayne was from Iowa. But Nixon is the guy that is always made out to be the bad guy. Everybody needs a scapegoat. And, of course, Obama and that lovely wife of his, they created their own scapegoatism. But once again, to go back and realize that gold standards, the gold standard that we always talk about, was always a government promise standard. Governments broke their promises as a matter of policy after August of 1914. Once again, the true guns of August. That's when World War I broke out. And that is when most of these nations whose gold coins that we have offered on this network over the years, Italy with the 20 lira, the Victor Emmanuels and the Umbertos, and the variants of French 20 franc pieces that struck in 1914, of course, was the French 20 franc rooster. That was the end. They didn't strike after that. You had Austria and Hungary, and you even had Germany with the 20 mark pieces. All these nations, through their central banks and everything, almost to a snicker, whether they were friend or ally or axis or whatever the case may happen to be, pretty much ceased producing gold coinage at that point in time, except for Great Britain and the United States. They continue to produce. Well, Austria snubbed their nose at the rest of the world, and they continue to produce, but that was Austria. And it wasn't until 31 that Great Britain finally had to cease production. Roosevelt was not the total bad guy in this. He wasn't the first guy to do what he did. He was the last guy. But the point is, he did it. You see, governments want autonomy, my friends. And that means autonomy from their citizens. Citizens exercised control in two ways before 1914. Voting, which is a limited franchise, and gold coin ownership, which was a wide franchise. They were allowed by law to turn in domestic money and receive gold coin at a fixed price per ounce. And this was tolerated by all governments until World War I broke out. And then, invoking patriotism, they reneged on their promises to their citizens. And having removed the power of monetary redemption from the broad mass of residents, not always eligible to franchise, politicians never restored that power to the public. Governments enforce autonomy over money because they want autonomy from the public. But the voting public is so ignorant, they've never quite figured that out. Voters do not demand that governments cease exercising monetary sovereignty. Isn't that much of what Ron Paul continues to talk about? And what more and more voters are beginning to open up and ask about, things like the Federal Reserve and the gold issues, etc.? Voters do not demand that governments cease exercising monetary sovereignty. Why? Because most voters are too ignorant of the meaning of it all. But then political theorists don't make those demands either, nor most economists. Only Austrian school economists demand this because they are a tiny minority. Austria. I love the Austrians. They never ceased minting the gold coins. They've continued to mint it. I can still go out today and buy 1 and 4 Austrian ducats that are restrikes, the original design from 1915, even after all the other countries had ceased, Austria thumbed their nose because they understood. Stay with us. We're going for a break. We will be back in just a few moments. Continue to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
To know each cloud contains a penance from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling. Oh,
the effervescent and always bubbly Rene Olstead, Pennies from Heaven. Talking today on this 40th anniversary of the day that Richard Milhouse Nixon, then President of the United States, closed the window on gold convertibility in this country for the rest of the world. You and I had not been able to do that for, by that time, nearly, what, four decades? Voters, ever since World War I, have tolerated a series of broken promises by governments regarding convertibility into gold coins at a fixed government guaranteed price. Governments have steadily removed any power of citizens to impose limits on the central bank's ability to increase the money supply. Until today, the only people who have prevented Federal Reserve inflation in the 2008 and 2011 from becoming hyperinflation are, in fact, commercial bankers who have increased their holdings of excess reserves at the Federal Reserve. The public has no voice in the matter. Over the weekend, I read an interesting report that talked about one of the devastating effects of Bernanke holding this, in effect, 0% interest thing for the next 2 years, is that it's going to allow banks to continue to borrow more money at 0% interest and go ahead and stick it in treasury bonds, gaining between 2 and 4% interest. So we're kind of getting double whacked on that deal. They're still not necessarily loaning it to the average guy on the street because they're still controlling the mechanisms of credit worthiness, as it were. Well, understand that a free market gold standard should be the result of two legal arrangements. First, upon entry into the money business, and secondly, the enforcement of contracts, gold would become one common currency. And so would silver, if history is a guide. The government would get out of the money business altogether. It would claim no unique authority over money. It would then decide the monetary unit in which to collect taxes, nothing more. It would enforce contracts, meaning lawful voluntary exchanges in which no fraud was involved. And this would decentralize and privatize money creation. It would take it back to the constitutional dictum. It would also privatize and decentralize the fraud of counterfeiting. It would pit bankers against bankers who would participate in bank runs against suspected banks. It would decentralize the enforcement against fraud. And so by removing monetary sovereignty from governments, this arrangement would permanently keep fraud from becoming centralized and, in fact, a matter of law. It would keep the fox out of the government henhouse, so to speak, the fox of government away from the chicken coop of money creation. It would make possible or impossible any replay of the string of broken contracts, 1914 to 1971, which marked the government promises standard, which masqueraded as a gold standard, and then a gold exchange standard, and then a Tricky Dick Nixon standard. And keep in mind, whenever anyone proposes a monetary reform that involves government control over money, keep this picture in mind. And you've got to go back to the Eisenhower era when Nixon was running for the presidency. And a newspaper ad came out with this really evil-looking picture of Nixon looking out of the corner of his eye with this smarmy look on his smile on his face. And the question asked, would you buy a used car from this man? Well, the terrible thing is the American public did buy a used car from that man twice. Of course, the second time he got caught with his hands in the cookie jar, so to speak, and was sent packing. But do I think Nixon is the absolute worst president we've had in my lifetime? Absolutely not. Nixon, by comparison, was a piker, my friends. Gold standard or Nixon standard? Essay posted by Gary North on this day, August the 15th, 2011, on this 40th anniversary of Nixon's having closed the window on gold. It's interesting. Very interesting. Well, I had prepared another direction for this program today, and I'm not going to go into it today, but I'm going to spend the next week or so, my intent anyway, is to discuss with you the pros and cons of the pretenders to the throne of Obama's current position. Somebody sent me an email a little while ago. Let's see if I can find that thing quickly. I'm sure that it was my good friend Granny. Oh, yes. Where'd it go? Come on. There it is. We all know that Obama is now on a bus trip trying to cover certain areas in the heartland of America, Iowa, Illinois, I don't know where else. Granny asked the question, do you suppose that Obama is riding in the front of the bus or in the back? I think he should be riding the prison bus, personally. But this past week, I think I commented on it Thursday as time allowed. We were witness to what I call this joke of a debate up in Iowa, at which time we watched a wide range of people. Look, what's his name? Mitt Romney just didn't seem like he was even all that interested to be there. He's more interested in getting back talking to people of his own ilk, people up in the Northeast. I mean, he's from Massachusetts. He wants to get up to New Hampshire. I think that the debates were just kind of a bore to him. He is the perceived so-called front runner. I don't have a lot of caring for the man. Michelle Bachmann, who allegedly run the straw poll on Saturday, of course, came out as the perceived winner of that poll. And yet now there is some screaming from Ron Paul's camps that the Republicans put the fix in on the straw poll because they can prove that Ron Paul actually won the straw poll. I have never listened to such whining little freaking jerks in my life. I am sick of all of them. Ron Paul brings up some good points. I like some of those points, but I'm going to share with you as the week goes on, and some of these will be posted at federalobserver.com. A longtime contributing writer to the Federal Observer, S.J. Miller, who some years ago wrote a very extensive expose on Ron Paul, and I'm going to post it. I don't care if it makes me less popular because so many of you are Ron Paul supporters. You know, you need to understand the good and the bad and the ugly of every single one of these people that's in consideration. Michelle Obama sat there for that entire debate and every other word was I or me. And then, of course, the photograph came out of her over the weekend at the county fair with a foot-long hot dog in her mouth, and the picture was not particularly flattering, which tells you that the media is out to, a couple of weeks ago, it was the Newsweek cover, the so-called Mad Eyes cover. Now they got the hot dog picture, which is designed to be pornographic looking. And it's pretty gross. So they're having fun with that. Tim Pawlenty dropped out after Saturday's third place, and it's like somebody I was listening to earlier today said Tim Pawlenty didn't pull out because he was in third place. Tim Pawlenty pulled out because he had no more money. He blew his whole wad in Iowa, which reminds me of an old Gershwin song. I've got Pawlenty a nuttin', and Pawlenty was nuttin' to me. That's so worth the actual words, but that works, right, Granny? One of the predictions is that before this is over, Newt Gingrich will be out, as he should. You know, people forget. I was a guest on Clay Douglas's program at 7 o'clock this morning on Blog Talk, and we got into this discussion about Gingrich. It's amazing to me how where are we at? We're 15, 16 years later, and people forget. You want to know about NAFTA? You want to know about one of the reasons we've lost so many jobs in this country? Because Newt Gingrich helped push that thing through. He ramrodded NAFTA down our throats. That was the contract on America. Forget contract for America. There's nothing for that comes out of any of these elected people. So I'd like to see Gingrich gone because he's nothing. Who else was in that debate last week? I can't remember. Mr. Kane's a businessman who was the CEO of Godfather Pizza. Godfather Pizza died a long, slow death 15 years ago here in Arizona. It doesn't even exist here to the best of my knowledge. And he's, Mr. Kane is probably a very nice guy to sit down and have dinner with. But I think Mr. Kane is considerably naive. How many times he's been caught up there and didn't know a darn thing about what he was talking about and admits he did not know some of this stuff. So there's problems along those lines. I don't see it. And then, of course, Dr. Prick Rary out of Texas. Now, you people down there seem to think that Rick Perry is a god. Look at all the jobs he's created. Look at look at all the ties he's got to big business. It never even dawned on me until some commentator said, look at the guy. He just looks like he's plastic. He dresses beautifully. He's got a nice jutting jaw. He looks strong and virile, and he's got just enough of that Texas accent that's just going to sucker some folks in there. Read and understand the history of somebody like Rick Perry. You've got to get it, people. You've got to understand this stuff. You've got to understand every one of these people. Yes, their shared goal, allegedly, is to get Obama out of the White House. But what are you going to replace Obama with? A white version of Obama? Is that what your intent is? Is that what you want? I don't know. Are there real choices out there? Because I don't see the choices here. I see a group of people who are the evil of a series of different lessers. If you go to federalobserver.com tonight, we get off the air, First of all, you're going to see a large warning sign at the top of the near the top of the page. It says danger. I'll let you look at it and laugh for yourself. It was actually designed by a contributing columnist of mine, Neil Ross, and he's put it on a T-shirt. I'm seriously contemplating even marketing those darn things. But that's not what I want you to go read. I want you to go read the column directly underneath it entitled Rick Perry's Army of God. Rick Perry, who's running for president of the United States, is a self-proclaimed prophet. Well, Perry's really a creature from outer space, the so-called Republic of Texas. Personally, I believe in the strict separation of church and state, says Mr. Blaine, but for multiple reasons, one of which is to protect religions. Catholicism has learned the hard way to stay out of government. In return, government stays out of them. But having been raised at a conservative and genuine Christian household, my friend Mr. Blaine says, I believe any use of religion for political gain is a misuse of religion and therefore blasphemy. And that sin I very much do mind. A little-known movement of radical Christians and self-proclaimed prophets wants to infiltrate government, and Rick Perry just might be their man. For you see, on September the 28th, 2009, at 1:40 p.m., God's messengers visited Rick Perry. I don't want to see another one of these zealots in the White House. Period. They are not centrist. I hate to say it. Yes, we need a leader with guts to get the job done that has to be done in this nation. But they must be an individual who can reach out to every American. American being so-called residents, legal residents, whether it be of the state or the nation, is a topic for another day. We'll get into that on Wednesday when Roger rejoins us. My friends, I don't know. I don't know the answer. There are people who are going to stand up and support Perry. There are people who are going to stand up and support Ron Paul. There are people who are going to take absolute offense to the commentaries that I will continue to post at federalobserver.com regarding each of these various different individuals. Look, they're politicians, about three grades lower than a beautician, but and if that offends some of you, I really don't care. Michelle Bachmann, no Obama. Of course, you know, if she found an individual named Turner who could run as her vice president, we could have the Bachmann-Turner overdrive. Oh, don't do that. What do we got here? Oh, yes, isn't that great? I've seen that. The penny postcard. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Simply amazing stuff. Was that one of Henry Ford's cards? Of course it was. Look at that. What is this? Tuning up the motor and replacing commuter case, brush, and vibrator points costs only $1 with a small charge for material. Brake shoes can be installed and emergency brakes equalized for a labor charge of only $1.25. A labor charge of $4 to $5 will cover the cost of overhauling the front axle, rebushing springs and spring perches, and straightening, aligning, and adjusting the wheels. Oh, this is coming out of, believe it or not, Botano, North Dakota, the C.R. Gleason Company, dated June 29th of 1928. Stay with us. I'll be back with some closing comments.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Final couple of minutes. Thanks for Dr. J for that great email. I'll get a look at it later and see if we can intertwine it in tomorrow's program. Coming up for the rest of the week, well, we'll kind of take it a day at a time. Don't forget Roger will be with us Wednesdays with Roger right here on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Also, go to republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget the fundraising drive is still going on. We still need to raise another $11,000 to get us through the network obligations. And certainly appreciate all the support and help you can give us because that's unfortunately what it takes to keep things going. You know, we're not like the liberal media. You know, the liberal media has got all these massive advertising contracts. And I had Fox News on for 20 minutes today. I must have seen 7 different gold companies advertising up there. And, you know, those things are not cheap. They're pulling in millions and millions of dollars a month to advertise for these companies and to keep these networks going. We don't have the kinds of money that the left keeps pumping in. We don't have the backing and the support of the mega banks and Wall Street, et cetera, to cram their message down people's throats. All we have is you. So take the challenge that's been issued to many of you by some of our other listeners and supporters help out in any way you can. $5, $10, $100. Hey, $10,000, if you can afford it, and you've just got that much money you're rolling with. I've shared with you before. You want to send us in a few silver American Eagles or silver rounds, or send us in a quarter ounce gold eagle or a British sovereign? Do that. Mail it back into the network, Republic Broadcasting Network. The address is on the websites over at over on Double Creek Drive, and just let people know it's a contribution. That's how you're trying to help the network out. And if you can afford to do that, well, that's going to keep us going again. So, anyway, the markets today, well, they had an interesting day. Dow was up 214 at 11,483. NASDAQ up 47 at 2555. S&P 500 up 26 to close at 1204. Global Dow up 38 at 1899. Gold still up $11 to close at 1769. Oil down 32 cents, 32 cent loss per barrel at this hour, at $87.56. But what's the big difference? You know, they're going to hammer us one darn way or the other. As far as the metals are concerned in the aftermarket, silver's dropping a little bit, down a quarter, currently at $39.67. And we've already given you the figures on gold. They're holding nicely. Platinum off a buck at $18.05. Palladium up $3 at $7.51. And rhodium Morgenstern holding even at $1,850. And if you don't understand that meaning, it doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of difference. Thank you for sharing your valuable time with me this evening as we took our little bit walk back in history. One final comment. I know the last three or four Fridays I have been airing some reruns. There has been definitive real reason for it. Maybe we'll get around to talking about it this week as I start getting myself ready to go to Texas. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology, I am out of here.
That suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you, yes I got you, I got you, and all that jazz.
The next round of the